education, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number with 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
After. President Hichilema calls for global financial reform to boost human rights in Africa. Government accuses opposition and the Oasis Forum of using courts to delay Bill 7. In global news, Jacob Zuma's daughter sworn in as South African MP after her sister quit. Good evening. With the main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated the need to restructure the global financial architecture to help African countries strengthen their financial resources in ways that directly support the protection and advancement of human rights. Speaking this afternoon in Lusaka during the commemoration of International Human Rights Day, held under the theme Human Rights, Our Everyday Essential, President Hichilema expressed concern that Africa still lacks representation on the United Nations Security Council. The head of state has noted that his exclusion has contributed to the escalation of conflicts on the continent, as African issues often receive limited attention on the global stage. The president emphasized that reforming the global financial system would create opportunities for concrete actions that enhance human rights, such as improved access to education, clean and safe water, healthcare, and conflict resolution.
If there are 3 wars in the world, and 2 are in Africa, and 1 war is outside of Africa, the efforts to end that war outside Africa will be more. You can see it in time spent, you can see it in the resources allocated, and the 2 wars in Africa receive the least attention. But we are members of one global community with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
At the same event, Human Rights Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo acknowledged government's effort in advancing human rights, but highlighted the need to address prolonged detentions and expedite the enactment of the public gathering bill ahead of the 2026 elections.
The delayed disposal of children's matters continues to undermine access to justice. Although the law requires children's cases to be concluded within 6 months, specialized courts remain inadequate. There is urgent need to deploy more judicial officers dedicated to hearing children's matters.
Meanwhile, United Nations Resident Coordinator Beatrice Muntali stressed the importance of constructive dialogue among stakeholders as the country approaches 2026, underscoring that human rights must remain a central priority. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mutwa has raised concern over what he views as a growing practice by the opposition and the Oasis Forum to take legal action in attempts to delay or overrun Bill 7. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Mwetwa says the series of court challenges appears aimed at hindering government procedures rather than fostering constructive national dialogue. The minister maintains that there is no legal barrier capable of obstructing the smooth progression of Bill 7, noting that government has adhered to all required legal processes and remains confident that the bill will advance as scheduled. He has urged the opposition to desist from devising further court petitions and instead present their concerns through the appropriate channels. Mr. Matuan has emphasized that government remains on solid ground and will continue with the legislative process for Bill 7.
It was extremely concerning that the opposition sought to have the whole House and its leadership appear before the courts of law for contempt proceedings. But then the substantive issue for us as government is that we are now deeply concerned with a seeming tendency by the opposition and some of the members of public, particularly those in the Oasis Forum's tendency to abuse the courts of law in their attempt to overthrow Bill Number 7 out of Parliament.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu has assured that all water challenges in Kamfin Circle constituency on the Copper Belt will end in March 2026 when the $60 million Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Project is commissioned. Giving a ministerial statement in Parliament this afternoon, Mr. Nzovu said a number of water schemes in Kamfinsa combined with the major Nkana water supply and sanitation projects in Kitwe will end the water crisis in the constituency. Mr. Nzovu noted that Kamfinsa constituency will host the biggest water storage facility in Kitwe following the commissioning of the project. He disclosed that the project, which commenced in January 2023, is progressing well, with a total of $37 million having been disbursed for works to date.
The people of Kamfinsa have received a lot of water schemes through CDF, through the ministry, and now through the $60 million project, which we are implementing in the city of Kitwe. I can assure the people of Kamfinsa that come March 2026, when this project will be commissioned, issues of low pressures, issues of inadequate supply, issues of small hours of supply will come to an end. Kamfinsa actually will host the biggest storage facility in the whole of Kitwe.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Malenga said the U.S. government's emphasis on trade benefits with Zambia is an indication that the UPND administration has shown serious commitment to economic growth. During a recent visit to State House, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Economic, Energy and Business Affairs, Caleb Orr, highlighted the need to move from an era of aid to an era of trade that benefits both the two countries' people, and committed that his country is offering Zambia up to $2 billion of grants over the next 5 years based on reciprocity. Reacting to this development, Mr. Malenga says the U.S. government is only responding to the tone set by the UPND government, where the focus is not on asking for aid but supporting investment partnerships. He notes that government has attracted numerous investments in the country the past 4 years, citing the increased number of major copper processing companies from 1 to 7.
The president has been very clear in the way he has set his tone. He has been saying, when I'm in Beijing, I'm not against Washington. When I'm in Washington, I'm not against Beijing. I am there for the interest that benefits Zambia. And this is exactly now the response we are getting from the developed world, where we work together for the good of us. If you have seen in the last 4 years, Zambia has not been attracting investment in shops, in people selling chickens on the market as investors, people selling maize in the streets. We have attracted value additional investment. Zambia from independence only had one copper processing company, Zamefa. Now we have 7.
In global news, a daughter of South African former president Jacob Zuma has been sworn into parliament less than a fortnight after her half-sister was forced to step down. Brumelda Zuma became one of South Africa's newest MPs on Wednesday, representing Umkhonto weSizwe, the opposition party led by her father. Her half-sister, Dunduzile Zuma, resigned from parliament following allegation that she had tricked 17 men into fighting for Russia as mercenaries in Ukraine.